Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, we already said that, didn't we? Everything new this year so far? We're all different in a better way already? We understand what our vision is for this coming year for 2020? Do everything in love. Do everything in love, because that's God's way of doing things. Now, the question always becomes, what is love? Not human love, God's love. If you want to find that out, you come Wednesday night at 7:30 and I'll explain it to you. In the meantime, I'm just going to preach about it for a second, if you don't mind. Because it's a very simple process, really. I mean, honestly, if you can't make it to Bible study, you can see all about God's love through the life of Jesus Christ. Everything he did, everything he said, all the ways in which he treated people, and how he sacrificed his very life for all humanity, that is love on display. Right for everyone to see. Love is sacrificial. Be willing to give up all of yourself for the good and benefit of everybody else. That is God's love in action. We see it, we read about it, we know it through the love of Christ. The way he lived, his very example of meeting with anyone and everyone, anybody, no matter who they were, where they were, where they came from, what kind of stuff they had going on in their life, how awful they might have been, and how awful they might still have been, Jesus Christ loved everyone unconditionally and wanted them to come into the kingdom of God and have a relationship with God, and also to have us love one another as that example going on. See, before Jesus left the earth, he told his disciples to love one another. That's the commandment he gave. Wasn't a suggestion. Wasn't when you felt like it. Wasn't when you were in a good mood. Wasn't when you're all filled up with God. And wasn't when it was all these wonderful people before you that are so loving back at you. It was to love when? Always for everyone, everywhere, all the time, no matter how you feel, because love is not a feeling, because most of us most times don't feel like loving, do we, if we were to tell the truth? And most people aren't very lovable, are they? Some are, some aren't. So we're only going to love those that love us, right? We're only going to love the lovable, right? How easy is that? To love everybody like us. Oh, well, maybe not. I don't know. We're here to love who? Everyone, everywhere, when? Do everything, no matter where you are. If you're in front of another human being or another human being is in front of you, you have to do what? Oh, boy. Good church. You got it. All right. So far, so good. See, it is a good new year so far. All right, beautiful. I don't know about these two over here. They're not. They'll have some after-sermon time. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians this morning. Ephesians chapter 4. You know, Paul, a lot of Paul's writings, just in case you didn't know this, Paul wrote to all the various churches. He started churches as God had called him to begin churches, and then he taught there, spent some time there, some time longer than others, and then he would leave that specific church and go to other places and start up other churches so that more and more believers could come into relationship with God. So he was a true apostle and evangelist, as well as a pastor and a preacher. Now, as he's writing many of these letters, he's in jail. So his life wasn't going exactly smoothly. However, he was writing to the churches to make sure they maintained what Christ had taught him, and also making sure the church was following through with living the life that God is calling them to live. So he was writing to these churches, one in Ephesus, to tell them how they were supposed to live. Just wanted to let you know that. So that's where these letters come from. And guess who he's writing to today as we read it today? He's in Ephesians. He's writing to the Ephesians, but he's also writing to the Cornerstonians. That's us, just in case you didn't know. And anybody else that's listening or will hear this message. And in 1 Corinthians 13, by the way, he also talks about all the various gifts that people have that serve in the church. And he talks about prophecy and preaching and teaching. But he says, without any love, none of those things matter. So we could be a great preacher. We could be a great teacher. We could be a great servant. We could be somebody so awesome with giftedness. But if we do not love, we're useless. That's what he said. And he said, prophecies will go away and other things will disappear, but love will never end. It goes on and on and on and on, doesn't it? People will long, you know, many, many sermons I've given over the many years that I've been preaching, most of them you've forgotten, I'm sure. But you must remember, and I'm sure you do, the love that comes from this church. When you see love in action, you remember that, don't you? When you love others and others feel God's love through this church, they don't need to hear a sermon because what happened? It was on display. Love was put into action. That's what love is. Love is a verb. It's an action. You can feel really good things inside your heart and think, I really love those people and do nothing for them. Is that love? No. It has to be expressed by your actions, by how you treat one another, by feeding the sick, helping the poor, taking care of those in need. That's what love is. That's why we are a church of action. Action speaks louder than even my words, right? Okay, so Ephesians chapter 4, writing to the Cornerstonians this morning, he's speaking about Christ. I'm going to start with verse 9. Christ first came down to the lowly world in which we live. The same one who came down is the one who ascended higher than all the heavens, so that his rule might fill the entire universe. So he left the earth, spirit was sent out, and it fills the entire universe. What is that spirit filled with? Love. Love, love, love. All right. Christ is the one who gave these gifts to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. So look at us as your gifts, even on our bad days. Okay. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. So our responsibility as pastors and teachers is to equip you with God's power to do God's work. What's the work we're here to do? What kind of work would that be? Love, showing God's love. Very nice, very nice. Until we come to such unity in our faith, the knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature and full grown in the Lord. What does that mean? Well, you kind of start off as understanding God. We talk to you about God. We teach you about who Christ is and what Christ's love is all about. And then you begin to practice it, right? Right? Yes. And you start living it out more and more in your life. And you become more and more and more mature in your spirituality, spiritual growth. And you grow into full measure and equal to whom? Christ. Meaning what? The love that's in Christ is also the love that's in you. That sacrificial life love I talked about, right? Because some of us aren't quite there yet, if I were to tell the truth, right? Or if you were to tell the truth. Some of us love conditionally still. Some of us love the way maybe we've been taught by our parents or siblings or friends or other places, right? Many of us have a skewed impression of love. And what kind of love do most of us know about? Conditional, what kind of love is that? Human love, right? The if-then kind of love. If you're good, I'll love you. If you don't, that's human. Now, we're human, but we're also what? Spiritual and divine, are we not? And so we're growing more and more to be like Christ, are we not? Yes. This slide's winning so far. Very nice. Okay. We want to be full grown in the Lord, measuring up to the full stature of Christ. I call it follow the leader. Remember follow the leader when you were a kid? Love is patient. Isn't that interesting? That's what we learned on Wednesday night. One verse so far. Love is patient, being accommodating. No matter what's happening that someone is doing that might be irritating you, but you don't get irritated. You make allowance for it. Love is patient. Thank you, God. Okay, we need that example, evidently. More verses to come. All right, so verse 14. Then we will no longer be like children, forever changing our minds about what we believe because someone has told us something different or because someone has cleverly lied to us and made the lie sound like the truth. Instead, we hold to the truth in love, becoming more and more in every way like Christ, who is the head of the body, the church. See where Christ the Cornerstone fits in? That's kind of the name of our church as well, right? Christ is the head of this church. Under his direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. So we're all in this together. And guess what? Many of us are together to help test you out about how your love is going. Right? Because we don't know we love someone until they put us to the test, right? Right? In a way. Huh? Right? Because we're all kind of different. And some of us have, we all are different. Okay, I guess we all are. So, but we have one thing in common. God is the head of this body of believers and people that are here, right? And God is love. And so we're all growing into that love. Now back to follow the leader. I think that's where I was going earlier. Whatever you or whoever or what you believe in that you ascribe to and hold on to and follow and focus on is what you will become, I believe. So Ephesians 5, verse 1 says this, follow God's example in everything you do because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love for others, following the example of Christ, who loved you and gave himself as a sacrifice to take away your sins. And God was pleased because the sacrifice was like a sweet perfume to him. So who are we going to follow this coming year? Remember follow the leader? You remember that? We kind of had follow the leader going on there for a second, right? When the horn went off, one person went out, another person went out, another person went out. So everybody's following the leader with that. How cool is that? What an example. But we've got to watch out who we follow, right? We want to make sure we're following Christ and Christ's example. Monkey see, monkey do. Role model. Some of us didn't have great role models in our past, did we? Some of the people that we were copying, maybe their behavior wasn't like God's, was it? So the only one example we're to follow is Christ's example. We want to imitate him. And if you can't do what he did, at least imitate it for a while. Copy what he does. How do we know what Christ does in his life? We see it in the scriptures, right? We see it in the scriptures. When I think about how Christ loved us, I used to think it was so that we could have a relationship with God, and that's part of it. But it was more than that. He didn't want something from us. The one thing about Christ is he didn't ask us for anything. He asked his disciples to come follow him and go make disciples of people. Go bring more people to God. That's what he told his disciples to do. He never asked anybody for anything. You ever notice that about him in the scriptures? He didn't say, well, if you follow me and you do the right thing, you can stick with me. Otherwise, get to the back of the pack. I'm not so sure those 12 disciples would have made it, would they? I don't think most of us could, would we? But that's not what Christ did. He gave up everything for us so that we could have a relationship with God and know what real love is. And ask nothing but us loving others in return. Do you notice that? He didn't say, love me and love God, although that's in the scripture. We know that. Love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind, right? That's one of the commandments. But he also says, love your neighbor as... He didn't say, love yourself as much as you love your neighbor. He said, love God and love your neighbor. Do unto others as you would have them do for you. Whether they do it for you or not, you do it for them. What kind of love is that? We signing up for that kind of love, church? Because we're growing more and more into that nature of Christ. We love whoever, wherever, makes no difference. We're going to follow the leader. In the Message Bible, it says, Jesus didn't love to get something from us, but to give everything of himself to us. Love like that. Meaning, you're loving people even if they can't give you something in return, including love. Want to love like that? Besides still winning. How are we going to know what Christ is about and how he loves? How are you going to know that? That's one way. You're going to watch people that love like Christ and love like they do. Because see, really we can all be leaders, can't we? Remember Follow the Leader? You remember that game, right? Some of you that are my age-ish, sort of, right? And, you know, you always wanted to be the leader, right? Or at least I did, right? And I would take people all kinds of places, man. That was part of the fun. Up here, down there, over there, over there, da, da. And they'd follow, and then they said, can I be the leader next? I don't want to keep going this way. And then you got a turn to be a leader. Do you remember that game at all? How many of you were mostly followers most of the time? It was easier, right? Just go do what they do, right? Until it was hard. I lost a lot of friends when I was a child. I want you to know. The thing about leaders is you have to make other leaders. You have to have people that follow Christ. And if you follow Christ yourself, that's the example people want to follow, right? Right? So if we know who Christ is, and I can explain it all, but you can see it in the scriptures, of course. It doesn't do any good just sitting on a page, though. We know Christ was unconditionally loving people. He was with the lepers. He was with the blind. He was with the lame. He forgave everyone, including the adulterous woman. He was somebody that was with notorious sinners all the time. He was with misfits and throwaways and castaways and people that were imperfect. He spent all of his time with all kinds of people and loved them all. There, that's what Jesus did. Now, we're going to follow that leader, right? And who's going to lead? Yeah, this I just won. I love it. Beautiful. Wow. How easy was that? Loving the unlovable. Loving someone even if they don't love you back. Being patient with someone. Making allowances for them. Trying to understand them. Because everybody's different from us, are they not? And most people are imperfect, are they not? I know we're perfect, but other people are imperfect. And should you bump into some imperfect people down the road, you have to show them what? Love, which is being merciful, forgiving, gracious, patient, kind to them, no matter what. So that they will say, wow, I've never felt this kind of love before. I've never seen this kind of love before. And it isn't just words on a page. It's through you, the body of Christ, that as we grow into the full stature of who Jesus is, after we model him and be like him, and love everyone the way Christ does, other people are drawn to that kind of love, are they not? And do we all not need that kind of love? You know what would be cool? Like if I gave you unconditional love, and you gave me unconditional love, and we gave everybody else unconditional love, then what would happen? Everybody would have real, true, unconditional love, and the world would be a better place, wouldn't it? See, that's what Christ was trying to do, and I guess it's still our role, and Paul was writing to the Ephesian church and to the Cornerstonians today, admonishing us, challenging us, guiding us, helping us through the power of the Holy Spirit to love the way Christ loved, sacrificially, putting others before ourselves, and doing everything with everyone, everywhere in love. You ready to follow the leader? Okay. I'm going to do my very best to live and be and love like Christ. And that means love never ends. That means even if someone does something against you, you still pray for them, you still love them, you still try to help them, and you're willing to give up your own feelings for God's way. After all, God forgave us, so we need and will forgive one another. I know and believe and trust this next year, as we grow in love and we become more and more like Christ, more and more lives are going to change as a result of that. People are going to receive for themselves something they may never, ever have had before in their entire life. And they're going to know love is real. God's love is real. Because we're going to show it to them. We're going to put it on display, not by great we preach or teach, by what we do and how we love. It's not what we do. It's how we do it. Let's do everything with love. Amen.